Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob. We are back for the 2018 season.
Woo-hoo. Finally.
Yeah, we had a little draft preview and playoff recap that went very poorly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No more recording on
location. Yeah, you missed out on that. But. Yeah.
We interviewed Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. And
we found him in the bar, and he wasn't too happy to see us.
No, especially when we shoved their microphone in his face.
And while we were wearing Patriot and Saints jerseys.
He did not care for that. So y'all missed out on that amazing interview.
Yep.
But today, we are doing a mock draft slash real draft.
Yeah, fantasy edition.
Yeah. Sunday. We had our
Saturday
fantasy draft for the Game Changers League. And we are going to recap how the draft went. Talk about some
moments in the draft.
Some terrible choices.
Yes, some very questionable decisions. Yeah. You know, maybe give you an idea of where people are actually going. This is a 10-man draft. It's a 10-man draft with, like, a, you know, questionable picks from one of our players.
There's a wild card team.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was throwing darts at something. Oh, also, this is a keeper league, so we do have some picks in here. Maybe we go through the keepers from last year first?
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll kind of describe each team real quick. The Reverend in slot one. His keeper was Davante Adams in round 5. Nice keeper.
Yeah, good keeper.
That.
So Davante is like a second round pick. So.
Yeah. Number one guy in the Packers.
Yeah.
The photographer in round 6 kept Tyreek Hill.
Solid. Number one receiver for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of potential.
Rob, am in round 10. I kept Kareem Hunt. Love that.
Solid rookie from last year.
A lot of upside.
Some value right there. Yeah, probably the best value of all the keepers for sure.
Yes. I really like yours, but
we'll get to that.
The Vampire in slot number 4 kept Jimmy Graham.
In the sixth round. So pretty good. I mean, he's probably going around there anyway. So
he had the option to keep Leonard Fournette in the second.
Yeah, which would have been the 17th overall pick.
I like that more.
Yeah, I think that would have been a lot better. But, you know, it is what it is.
You are 5th overall.
And I picked Todd Gurley in the second round, so that's the 16th pick overall. So not too much chavvy for the number 1 overall pick, in my opinion.
Love that. No, yeah, he's fantastic.
Very good. And I got him last year because, obviously, Todd Gurley was a little iffy.
Yeah.
You know, going into last season.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He was very scary going into last season. I'm almost surprised you didn't get him in the third last year.
Yeah, I think where I was positioned, I really wanted him, and I didn't think he was going to make it back to me, so that's just where I picked him.
No, you did the right thing there. I know you were trying to trade up closer.
Yes, I was trying to get farther up in the draft so that he would be like the 19th or 20th pick.
Oh,
that would have been great, but... Then I could have got a running back and a running
back. I considered
trading
with you. It was the I just knew that I wasn't going to get my pick if I did that.
Oh, no. Well, obviously. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Let's see. We've got the lawyer. He kept Zach Ertz in the 10th round.
Pretty good tight end value. So yeah.
He had the option to keep Julio Jones in the 6th. Or it's in the 1st round. Julio Jones in the 1st round.
Was that his only other real value pick, really?
Yeah, and he made the right choice, clearly.
Yeah.
Because, as you'll find out soon enough, he got Julio Jones.
Questionably. But...
We've got the poker player, the card shark. We'll call him the card shark.
Card shark, good one.
He kept Ezekiel Elliott in the 2nd round.
Yep, and Zeke fell in the 2nd round last year because of the suspension. It's pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely as good as my pick, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Both of those guys.
Yeah.
We've got the Falcoholic, DeAndre Hopkins, 3rd round.
Yeah, I was surprised he even fell the 3rd round last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how that happened.
She must have, I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy, but good for her, because that's a solid 1st round receiver almost, or, you know, right tail end of 1st round at least. So.
Yes, definitely. We have Reno, who kept Keenan Allen in the 4th round. Awesome.
So he's looking for an injury-free year, hopefully.
Yes. You never know with those Chargers.
Yep.
And last at the turn, we have Jessica as you may know from our previous podcasts, she kept Joe Mixon in the fifth round.
So a decent pickup. Like, yeah. He's reasonable. Like a third round, right? Yeah, so definitely that, you know, the next tier of top tier running back. So we'll see how that pans out. Good value, though. So
yeah. We have, this is our second year doing keepers. Third year?
Yeah, we've been doing keepers since I've been. So this is the third year doing it, right. But
yes,
second year actually keeping them, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
So it definitely changes the league a little bit, especially the draft, because you know you're going into it with at least one player that you can trust.
Right, yep. And the interesting thing is like, what position do you keep? Because sometimes you do find good value with, like, a receiver or a quarterback or a tight end, as you see, that some people kept. Mm-hmm. But it's so much value keeping. If you can get a top-tier running back, like, even in my opinion, the second round, the number one overall pick in the second round, like, that's just insane value.
Yeah.
And just having that kind of shape your draft, unfortunately, I feel like I made a few mistakes in how I drafted. But
this year?
Yeah. But I think that keeper really changes your mentality, and you can really strategize around it.
Yes, definitely. So without further ado, let's start talking about those mistakes you made.
Yes.
First off the board, pick one, Le'Veon Bell. No big surprise.
Yeah, not a big surprise. But, you know, with holdout issues, there was that chance that maybe going a different direction. But, I mean, you know, Gurley and Elliott were off the board. So those were like the top three guys that, you know, would get the number one spot. So Bell was kind of like default left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was the obvious number one. I would have picked him overall number one.
So in another league, a non-keeper league, I had the first overall pick, and I avoided Le'Veon Bell because I know it's going to be a slow transition back to Le'Veon Bell's normal use
yeah.
in Pittsburgh, because we saw it last year.
Like, right,
got,
yeah,
like,
but
2 points in the first
The
week,
thing is, like, you know he's going to be ready in weeks 14, 15, and 16, for sure.
Well,
so
here's what worries me there, is he said already in this offseason, I'm going to only play half the season, because that's all he has to do to qualify for a year. And so it worries me that, I don't know if he's going to hold out on the season, but he's going to demand that he gets less touches per game because he wants to be healthy going into free agency.
Right, yeah, we'll see.
400 touches every season?
Yeah, he does get that's why he's such a high-value pick.
Exactly.
But, yeah, he's definitely like, there's definitely some issues with the, you know, holdout and how he's going to play. And, you know, those things you worry about as a fantasy player. But, like, realistically, he's probably going to play and he's going to get your points and it's going to be fine. But,
probably,
I mean, just
yeah.
if there's just, like, that little bit of doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably best to go in a different direction, but I mean, you know, there's no one else to pick. I don't think there was anyone better than him.
In this particular draft with the keepers, I think that was the logical
first choice.
Otherwise, I would take Gurley or Zeke over him. But.
Yes, I would take both of those over them if we're keeping track. So.
Yeah. Second pick, David Johnson. That O-line's starting to scare me. They lost the center recently. There's a new coach in town.
Yeah, he's just getting back off of an injury that you would know about.
Oh, David Johnson boned me so hard last year. still, he's a great player, great talent.
Yeah, I mean, until he's... If he has another horrible year, that's when you'll see him fall in the second round. But for now, there's not been enough running backs to emerge that makes him fall down. Like, you know, Leonard Fournette and Alvin Kamara and those guys, and maybe even Barkley this year if he steps it up. Like, those guys can start knocking these pegs down some, but until then, he's got one more year, basically, to really prove it.
Like, 2 years ago when David Johnson was scoring 40 points a week.
Yeah.
Like, there's the upside.
Yep. I mean, there was also, you know, people like Doug Martin were doing that too at some points in their career.
Yes,
but
true.
Now you're like, I don't even know he was in the league still, you know?
I was very glad that he got taken second overall because I did not want to have to draft David Johnson.
Yeah.
And I probably would have if he fell to me. I took Alvin Kamara. I was torn between Saquon Barkley and Kamara, but Barkley's got such a terrible O-line, and Kamara's proved what he can do.
Yep, Kamara is, and you got Mark Ingram's out for 4 games, so you're going to get a full dose of Kamara for 4 weeks at least.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Saints always got a pretty decent O-line. We've just more been passing, you know, O-line, but now of late, you know, we've been able to do some things, so.
The beginning of the season is not great for running backs for them, which Ingram being out is very helpful.
Yeah.
But their middle to end of season is amazing for running backs. They have the number one schedule against or in favor of their own running
backs. And the good thing about Kamara is, like, our whole offense is kind of built around that, like, shifty, you know, pass-catching running back who can, you know, get a toss from out of the backfield and run it 30 yards or have, like, a screen kind of play. And so, like, we've been missing that kind of Darren Sproles-ish type running back for a while, ever since he left, and then Reggie left a while back. And so it's like he's filling that niche that, you know, we've been waiting for. So I was dying and praying to the gods that he would fall to me, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Very shifty players in New Orleans.
But very, very good, very good third pick, in my opinion. I think that he would have been close to that Bell level. Like, if I was debating number one, it would be between him and Bell, for sure. I mean, assuming all the rest of the people were taken.
I would trade you Kamara for Gurley.
Well, obviously not.
So, pick number four, and the entire team, the vampire team. I guess we need to talk a little bit about what happened here. This man is an agent of chaos.
Yes.
There are some good players on his team overall.
And there's some number one players at their position on his team.
Oh, yes. There is one number one player. Which is bizarre that he had the opportunity to take Antonio Brown, to take Rob Gronkowski, to take the Jaguars defense. But he took other players in lieu of them.
Yeah.
So, LeSean McCoy goes off the board.
Yeah.
Pick four.
I mean, he's good, but, I mean, second, third round, you probably could have gotten him.
He could have gotten him much later.
Yeah.
So we don't have to keep coming back to him every round that we go through this. We can just chalk it up to a bizarre chaos theory.
Yeah.
That's happening.
So, in the just because we want to mention this, in the second round, he selected Marcus Murphy, the third string running back from Buffalo, to go ahead and get that handcuff from
fourth
McCoy?
Is he fourth string?
Oh, okay. Well, I did read an article. He was looking pretty good in preseason and might get that third string spot. And just overall, he has three wide receivers. One of them is Dez Bryant,
who's not on a team right now.
He has
Rishard Matthews, who's injured.
Yes, and he has four running backs. The first two, and then the last two, he drafted in the 15th and 16th rounds.
Matt Breida, who's also injured.
And Bilal Powell.
Bilal Powell. Hey,
so, maybe
Powell could actually put some numbers up.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible pick for round 15.
Yeah, so it happens.
Notable picks. He did get Juju Smith-Schuster in the fifth. I like that one.
Yeah, not bad. He got the number one kicker.
He did
overall,
get the
in the third round.
In the third round.
He pulled a Tampa Bay.
Oh, good God. All right, moving on. Mr. J. Hump is drafting fifth overall.
So this is where, when you decide on who to draft in the first round, and this is kind of where I've always made my mistakes, because I've always kind of been a wide receiver guy. But man, you forget about how bad running backs are after the first, like, 10. And you just really wish you would have drafted a running back. But I got Antonio Brown, number one wide receiver. He's always solid. You start him and you forget about him. So, you know, I start off with Antonio Brown, I have Todd Gurley, but then it's really hard to get that second running back. And you'll see as I go, like, there's no place to get one. So
that's true.
I feel like that's where my mistake was. Like, I had the chance to draft Barkley and Leonard Fournette. Those are two options. I decided the wide receiver spot was a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think overall he's better.
Say it and forget it.
Yeah, I think he's better, but, like, points-wise, but it would have been nice to have
that. It stinks that you lose your second-round pick for the QB.
Yes, exactly. So
you can't really recover from that.
But he was, and, you know, it was good.
Yeah, it's good. I like Antonio Brown going fifth overall with the keepers out there. Julio Jones goes sixth. Quality pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's more of an end-of-the-first-round type guy myself, but even in the keeper league.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge fan of Julio. I mean, he got three touchdowns all of last year, and one of them wasn't even from his quarterback, so. That's true. He does get solid yards, though. He got, what, 1,300 yards last year or something like that.
Yeah,
so
he does.
That's good,
Julio,
but...
Julio is somebody you can draft. Just the same as Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Draft him and forget about it.
Like, you're almost at the point, it's like, I probably would draft Beckham, but he's coming off injury, so, I mean, it's like Julio by default. But really, I'm, like, looking for someone else, like Michael Thomas, Beckham, DeAndre Hopkins. Like, they're all in that, like, mix for second wide receiver.
Yeah.
Whereas last year, there was that really, like, Julio Jones or Antonio Brown. Like, who do you pick?
Right, yeah.
Like, it's 100% Brown now, and it's like Julio's in that mix with the rest of them. So.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Next off the board, Leonard Fournette. I actually thought this was, well, so I was trying to decide between Kamara and Barkley. I think I probably would have taken Barkley over Fournette only because of Fournette's injury history. Like, he was injured a lot of last year.
Yeah, but, man, every game he played last year that he actually played in, he's, like, topping 100 yards.
That's
like,
true.
He's getting touchdowns. Like, this guy is crazy good.
I feel like teams are just going to start stacking the box with Fournette because Marquise Lee is the number one wide receiver in
That's true, but...
Whereas
Barkley, but they were doing that last year, too, and he was still getting numbers when he was healthy, so...
That's true. But he didn't stay healthy because of it.
That's fair. And Barkley, you know, the rookie running backs are really hard to, like, really judge how they're going to do. It could be, you know, really good, really bad. But you know Barkley's going to get most of the carries in New York. But
yeah.
It's just, like, how productive. He's definitely not going to be as productive as he was at Penn State. But is he going to be, like, how Reggie Bush was when he came to New Orleans? Like, he was not that great his rookie or even his sophomore year, so... Is he going to be like that, or is he just going to have, like, a breakout insane year like Kamara had?
Even? I do love that the Card Shark has both Leonard Fournette and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, that's exactly the same kind of situation I was in, where, like, I could have, you know, had that super top-tier running back and then have, like, a really good, you know, running back, but I decided to get the top-tier receiver and running back. So.
Yeah. But I love that stack of those.
Yeah, that's super good.
Our next person is Odell Beckham Jr., who's off the board at number 8. Along this girl also has DeAndre Hopkins, which is two of the top 4 wide receivers.
So yeah. Definitely a good wide receiver to make. So if she gets some running backs in there, which you'll find out, mm-hmm. her team is looking pretty good.
That's true. Reno drafts Saquon Barkley.
So just to mention, he was drafting in kind of auto draft mode tonight. So he was kind of getting a bunch of value picks.
He was.
That you'll see. And that's what happens, folks. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who to draft, sometimes just draft the best player available and it'll just kind of work itself out. So don't overthink it.
He ends up with Saquon Barkley, who I almost took at number 3 overall. So.
Yeah, and he just kind of, and honestly, like, you can see how he fell between, like, you know, people wanting to prioritize wide receivers over a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek chose between proven talent over, you know, the rookie. So yeah, he just fell, and that is really good value for someone who looked like they were going to be a top 4 or 5 pick, probably in most drafts.
Yes.
So.
At the turn, number 10 overall is Michael Thomas. Although that's kind of a misnomer because she got Melvin Gordon right after that, and that's something smart to do in keeper leagues. If you're at the one or
depending
the first
on how
or the
your
last
keeper
spot.
League is
right.
set up. Right?
So in this particular keeper league, you get to keep a player from the previous year wherever you drafted them at.
Right. From that year.
From that year. So taking Melvin Gordon, a running back that could possibly be a top 5 running back next year, at the turn in the second round means that she can now keep him.
If she's the number 1 overall, that's the 20th pick instead of the 11th. So
that's pretty nice. That's kind of how you got a some value on Gurley.
Yeah, exactly.
Some Zeke was acquired.
Yep.
So, Michael Thomas and Melvin Gordon, what are you thinking there?
I like those picks. They're really good. So, like I said, Michael Thomas is right there in that Beckham and Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins category. I'd say he's, like, slightly below. I think he gets about the same amount of points, maybe a little bit less, but he doesn't get as much recognition. I don't know. He's, like, really consistent. He doesn't have those, like, 20 or 30 point games, but you're always going to get, like, you know, 80, 90 yards, or like 60 in a touchdown, or maybe 100 in a touchdown every now and then. So just like a real, he's like, if you think of how Jarvis Landry is on a weekly basis of, you know, constantly giving you 7-8 points every week, like Michael Thomas is that, except it's like 9 or 10. Yeah. So, really good, but...
It really just dawned on me right now how similar the Falcons and Saints are. Yeah. They both have like a Kamara Ingram, a Freeman Coleman.
Yep.
And they've got a Julio and a Michael Thomas.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and our defenses are both really young, and we have like an MVP quarterbacks. And... yeah.
Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Actually, yeah. You know what? Drew Brees hasn't won an MVP.
Has he not?
No, he's won a Super Bowl MVP.
Wow, but that's not surprising. He's never won a league MVP.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's always competing against Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Man, so. That's tragic, actually.
Yeah, it is.
You should have gotten that by now. All right, coming back around, Reno takes Dalvin Cook, another auto draft.
Yep, so.
But still, man, Saquon Barkley and Dalvin Cook looking pretty good.
And I think this is where auto drafting is, if you see who comes up right after this, I would have 100% taken that player over Dalvin Cook.
I would have too.
What are you going to do? You're allowing other people to make decisions for you, so use a little common sense. And
right. The thing that scares me about Dalvin Cook is coming off injury, having so much competition up there in Minnesota. Like,
yeah, I mean, you get Kirk Cousins, and you have Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. And
Kirk Cousins has never been in an offense that used their running back that well, whereas tight ends benefit a lot with Kirk Cousins.
But that also could mean maybe, you know, the running back does really well because now he has a running back he can actually throw to. Like, Dalvin Cook's no, you know. He can catch the ball.
Yeah, just...
So, well, but we'll see.
We have such a small sample size from him. That's what
exactly.
Scares me.
Like, he had a good few games, but... Mm. And they could obviously do it without him.
Yeah.
They just can't beat the Eagles without him, apparently.
So, I would have taken Devontae Freeman over Dalvin Cook. The Falcoholics took Freeman, which Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins, and Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, it's solid. This is probably one of the best running backs left. I think after Freeman, it really drops off a little bit. So, you have like your tier 1, tier 1.5, and then we're down to like tier 2 now. So, getting the last player in that tier really feels super good.
I actually disagree. I think the next player we're going to talk about is still up in that tier.
You think so?
I do. And I was really mad he didn't make it back around to me. But Devontae Freeman, excellent choice. Ezekiel Elliott goes after that as a keeper. And then we get to Jordan Howard teaming up with Julio Jones for the lawyer. I think Jordan Howard is going to have a great year. I was so psyched about him. He went way early, though. But I know
he did go early. But that's what I'm saying is... I put him on that next tier because you don't draft – like when a run of wide running backs are going, it's not like you're going to draft, you know, Melvin Gordon, Dalvin Cook, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard. Like, it would be like Freeman, and then there's probably like some other players like that we'll talk about at the tail end of this round that I probably would have drafted over Gordon Howard. But, yeah. I mean, he definitely wanted a running back at that spot because after this, it falls off because he's in the same position as I was. You know, you draft a wide receiver in the first round, you have to get that round two running back. But I don't see him as the Devontae Freeman-esque running back.
Yeah.
I see him as, like, the right below. I mean, you're coming into a bad team already. The Chicago Bears are not going to be great.
That's true. That's
Trubisky he's mad. They don't have any great wide receiver weapons to take pressure off of you, so.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good
overall,
point.
I just think. He's good. He's very good. And he also has the other running back on his team that was doing pretty decent.
Tariq Cohen.
He had some good games last year, too. So, like, I think at the beginning of last year, Gordon Howard was the starter. And then at some point, he lost the starting job. And then he got it back at the end of the year-ish. Or maybe that was a couple years ago. But either way, I just can't trust the guy.
I would actually say, the Fournette, the Melvin Gordon, Devonta Freeman... Then I would say Jordan Howard. Then I would say Dalvin Cook. Like, Dalvin Cook is below all of those for me, just because of the situation he's in.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I would say Dalvin Cook and Gordon Howard probably on the same kind of level of distrust for me.
Yeah. That brings us to your keeper, Todd Gurley, Marcus Murphy from the Bills that we already discussed.
He didn't even get drafted this high in a real NFL draft.
It's true. He didn't have to compete with Alvin Kamara and Leonard Fournette and all these guys.
Oh, goodness.
So, we got to my second-round pick, Mr. Rob Gronkowski. Now, this was a little risky, but I've already got Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt as my keeper. which means I'm looking pretty good on running backs.
No, yeah, I think if anyone can draft that tight end, because you know you just can't sometimes. But having two like number one running backs, that gives you that flexibility. And the thing about tight ends is there's like three good ones.
Yeah.
That you want to get like the 10 or so points from, and then after that it's like 5 points, 4 points, 3 points. It's like, why do we even have a tight end position?
And really, there's three this year, but one of those, like Zach Ertz, wasn't even thought of that way the year before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There was a Jimmy Graham before. There was a Jordan Reed before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's so difficult. And if you can get a Rob Gronkowski, like that's
I 100% agree.
Tier for the last,
especially if he stays healthy. I mean, he hasn't even been healthy in full seasons. He's still going in the second round. Yeah.
So I just wanted somebody I could pop in there. Plus the Patriot loyalty.
Yeah, like, that helps.
Bled through my blood. So. AJ Green goes to the photographer.
Yeah.
He's got David Johnson, AJ Green.
This is just another one of those picks. I'm just surprised it fell this late, but...
Yeah, it's just, I think people don't trust that Bengals offense.
Yeah, so, but he's still a really good, another one of those, like, who should be one of those top, you know, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham receivers. He just doesn't have anyone to throw the ball.
He usually goes in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising that he fell this far. Travis Kelce goes right after that. Makes kind of sense because last of the top tier tight ends that you can possibly get because of the keeper. Christian McCaffrey. I don't know. What do you think about Christian McCaffrey? It's such a
I mean they're talking about trying to get him 25 to 30 touches in Carolina. Mm. He's gonna be like their number one running back.
Yeah.
Without Jonathan Stewart there, so
then they bring in C.J. Anderson.
I mean, if you're in a league where they're doing punt and kick returns, like you might want to draft them a little bit higher because he's looking to do some kick returns too. So,
oh really?
Who knows? Yeah, I've heard them. They've been practicing them out there, so we'll see how that goes. But definitely not top tier running back, but he was definitely a running back. I was like, oh, if he can make it back, you know, three more picks, I'm 100% drafting him. So I think he went about right. That's where I would have drafted him.
Okay, so then Jerick McKinnon is drafted in the second slot of the third round. Man, it's crazy how Jerick McKinnon was ultimately almost undraftable last year.
Yeah.
And the 49ers pay him a bunch of money to come there. Now he is going...
in the third round?
Third round of a keeper league.
I'll be honest. There's some running backs in the fourth round that get taken that I would have drafted over him.
Yeah, there's a lot of like those upside ones. I mean, there's the idea of it, but just as we are filming or recording, recording.
Yes.
As we are recording,
no one tapes anymore. We're not in the 1990s.
We've got a little Walkman that we're plugged into. As we are recording this, it is announced that the 49ers just picked up another running back.
Oh, Alfred Morris. Was he not on the team?
No, apparently not.
Wow.
I don't worry that much about him. Like, he's not a fantasy relevant player at this point.
Unrelevant.
But he could hurt McKinnon's fantasy relevance.
I think
in the third round, I think it hurts.
Maybe not. Honestly, I don't think so. I think if McKinnon is going to be good, then he's going to be good, regardless of what underlings are in him. Especially these like players who have a name but don't have any. I mean, if they want to sign Jamal Charles or some other irrelevant running back that has a name, like that wouldn't have hurt his stock either. Like he's either talented and no one knew about it, and San Francisco is finding this kind of gold, you know, whatever. But you know, I don't see it. I don't think it matters who's on their team as much. But what are you gonna do?
I'm up next. I took T.Y. Hilton. I like the upside with Andrew Luck back.
Yeah.
And really, there were just no good running backs left that I really wanted.
No, plus, yeah. We're definitely at the point where there's no running backs.
I go into a draft with a plan. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get Kamara. I'm going to get Gronk. I'm going to get Jordan Howard. And obviously, the lawyer stole that away from me, that Jordan Howard pick, which hurt. It hurt because I love that having... I think I've got my flex set now, too.
Yeah, if you can get a solid running back in your flex, you're just like,
And I was just going to like be like just gambling with wide receivers in the middle tiers, wide receivers. But now I've got T.Y. Hilton, who's very talented.
Yeah, very good. So, and Andrew Luck being back definitely helps him. I've not been a fan of T.Y. Hilton the last few years, but
he
was decent last year.
He did okay with that Andrew Luck.
So
And that Colts Colts defense is just so, so, so bad.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah, no, that definitely helps, yeah.
And then, so I took T.Y. Hilton over Mike Evans, yep. who you then picked up.
I picked Mike Evans, yeah. So I think there's that tier of wide receivers, and then it kind of drops off after Mike Evans. And honestly, mm-hmm. I don't feel like Mike Evans. I feel like I got him about in the order of wide receivers that I got him. I don't think anyone picked ahead of him was worse than him. So mm-hmm. I think he was in the right spot. I'm kind of surprised he fell that low, but I'll take it.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I sat there for a while thinking about it, but I really liked the upside of T.Y. Hilton.
I guess I was just surprised no one was taking wide receivers. And so a lot of running backs
were
taking
wide receivers. There was a big run on running backs.
So.
Yeah, look at that. Like, one, two,
there was like
three,
six in a row four, right there in the second round
five,
from the keepers.
Six,
and
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 of the top 20 picks were running backs.
Yeah. Only 5 wide receivers in the first 2 rounds.
Yeah, that is crazy, right? But I kind of get that. Yeah, like, you know, you got to get those reliable running backs. The lawyer and the card shark take Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen back-to-back.
Yep, so this is like that receivers that were really good, but I don't know. I just can't trust them. I think they had like that year where you just have an amazing year, tons of yards, like everything goes well for you. Even though they have Kirk Cousins now, and that's definitely an upgrade at QB, I just don't see that being a thing.
While it is an upgrade at QB, it's a different QB.
Yeah.
And there's a different play caller, I believe, as well, like a different OC.
Mm-hmm.
Plus they get Dalvin Cook back. Man, I don't know. It's just there's so many moving parts.
I mean, even if I drafted these guys, they're not guys. There's guys that you trust a lot, and I like to go into the draft like, oh, I can trust this guy. I'm going to put him in. I don't care how good he's doing this week. I don't care what his matchups are. I'm going to play him regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are not those guys. Like,
they're not, yeah.
If they're, like, playing hot, I'm like, all right, I'll play him. But I'm like, oh, like, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm watching that game closely. But I just don't trust him.
Right after them, DeAndre Hopkins is kept as a keeper, and then we get Larry Fitzgerald.
In the auto-draft spot.
Auto-drafted.
So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Man, like, he's such a good player, but I just don't trust the Cardinals at all this year.
Nope, me neither.
Right after that, we get the Marvin Jones Jr. and Golden Tate stack, both back-to-back
yep.
for the same team.
Yes, which is interesting.
Which she already has
Michael Thomas. So in case you don't know, Detroit also has a bye week in round 6. So yeah, Michael Thomas, Marvin Jones, and Golden Tate, all who have round 6 byes. So that is a strategy I've heard.
So yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah. Not only that, but she's also got several bye week 8 players. Which, yeah. I would love them all to be on the same bye week, because then you just lose that week, and
yeah.
then you're at full strength the rest of the season. That being said, you're going to lose that week, probably.
Yeah. I mean, that or you're going to drop some players you wish you didn't drop, probably. Are you even going to start?
So her fill-in players... So, yeah, she would probably just play a running back there instead of a...
Oh, that's true, yeah. I forgot we only have 2 wide receivers, so she does have... backups, but...
Yeah, so she'd be playing Kelvin Benjamin and Alan Hearns, unless she picked up somebody else, but... Which, I mean, they could be doing great by then, who knows?
Who knows?
You got 5 weeks to prove yourselves. But, I mean, they are a pass-heavy team.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Matthew Stafford likes to air it out there, so... But they're not, like, that go-to name, but, I mean, good, solid. I mean, this is 3rd and 4th round, so...
Yeah. You already got Michael Thomas.
So now she has 3 receivers and 2 running backs at this point.
Yeah.
Because of her keeper. So, solid.
I like it. Keenan Allen is kept for the auto-drafter. And then Jay Ajayi joins Devonta Freeman, DeAndre Hopkins, and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, so another solid pick. I think Jay Ajayi is that running back I would have picked over Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm. I mean, the Eagles...
Eagles have, like, the best defensive line.
Yeah, and they're, like, really... They're solid everywhere. They have a great quarterback. They have great receivers. They have, like, a pretty good running back. They have good tight ends, good offensive line. Like, they're really talented everywhere. So I can't see him not doing, you know, reasonable.
It's just the Darren Sproles factor. It's the
Yeah, but Darren Sproles is so banged up. He's not going to get a whole lot of touches.
All right. Demaryius Thomas goes next.
Yep. He was a number one receiver at one point, so he's fallen down. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a quarterback now, finally.
We'll see.
So, I mean, last time he had a quarterback, yeah, it's true. How good is Case Keenum, really?
I know, right? But, I mean, there is that question out there. Like, is one good season, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
True.
I like Case Keenum.
I mean, he's definitely better than the other guys they had.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. You hear that Paxton Lynch got booed off the field at the first preseason game?
Oh, really?
Yeah. By his own team. In Denver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I saw there was a highlight of him, overthrowing one of his receivers and it just, getting intercepted, right in the middle of the field. It's like, what are you doing, dude? The guy got knocked out. Or he didn't get actually knocked out, but he just got knocked the hell out of.
And, oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry goes next.
This is a guy I really want to fall to me, but, I mean, there is that kind of...
The Deion Lewis factor, right?
Yeah, the Deion Lewis factor. It's like, oh, man, why don't they just give this guy a chance?
Yeah.
Like, he was good when he was filling in for Murphy, so...
You mean...
DeMarco Murray, sorry.
Yeah,
Murray.
Yeah. I love the pick, actually. Like, Deion Lewis is not a every down back by any means. Like, he is a...
but he's going to steal the touches.
He's very injury prone, though. Like, he's very talented, but he's very injury prone. I could see him getting injured, and then it's the Derrick Henry show the rest of the year. I like this pick.
No, I think it was a very good pick. That's what I'm saying. I would have really liked to have picked him right there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like, I was looking sort of at him when I picked Mike Evans, but I was like, he's not good enough to pick in the third round.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just kind of wish he would have felt him.
So, the lawyer now has Julio Jones, Jordan Howard, Stephon Diggs, and Derrick Henry. I don't love it.
And he has I'm not a huge fan. He's got all of these kind of what's happening is he's picking the first player of the tier that just showed up, which is not where you want to be picking because now you're overvaluing players.
Yeah.
Or that new tier of players that shows up. Yeah. Now you're picking the best of them, but I mean, how much better are they than the rest of the people in their tier? How much better is Julio Jones over Odell Beckham or Michael Thomas, or how much better is Gordon Howard over? Gordon Howard's probably a little bit step up from Christian McCaffrey.
Jordan Howard,
yeah, Jordan Howard, yeah. But like Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Larry, those two kind of go inside. Demaryius Thomas, they're all in that kind of same mix.
I wanted Jordan Howard, but I don't want him to be my number one running back.
Yeah,
and I feel especially scared about having Derrick Henry as my. To be the guy to catch me if he doesn't work out. Oh man! Hey, you know what? This guy is a waiver wire fiend.
Yeah, he is. He picks up more players than anyone else on the
every single year.
So people were trying to make rules to charge him for picking up so many players,
but it was called the lawyer rule.
Yeah.
You were up next. You made a questionable choice, in my opinion.
You picked up
Kenyon Drake.
This is, like I said, this is that tier of running backs where it doesn't really matter. They're all bad. Like, none of them you're like, I feel good at starting. So you're trying to find someone who has a lot of potential that, if you close your eyes and you think about how they're going to do, there's some chance there. And I love drafting running backs with, receiver, type skills.
Yeah.
Because they thrive in the NFL, really. So if you get a back and catch the ball, that's five more touches a game they're going to get than normal, especially when the backfields are so split now.
Aren't you worried about the Frank Gore factor, though?
Ah, man, no, not at all.
Really?
Frank Gore, I know they got there and whatever, and he's going to get his 1,000 yards or whatever, but no, I think Frank Gore is – he's done. I'm calling it now. Frank Gore wasn't even drafted?
No.
He was, wasn't he?
I don't think so. But here's the thing is – they brought this guy in. They're going to use him. And he was still good last year.
I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year, right?
Yeah, right? Like, he's still a solid running back, and he never gets hurt. I don't know what's up with this guy, but he just, chugs through. His first season, I think he got hurt.
But, this is interesting, because this is the first draft that I've been in that Frank Gore hasn't been drafted.
Yeah.
He's always been drafted somewhere, just because, but I'm telling you, this is, he's on the tail end. I think he's like 37 now.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, he's
he's 50.
He's definitely near the end of his career, for sure.
So.
But I just, I feel like he's just going to keep taking touches away from Kenyon Drake. That's what scares me away from Kenyon Drake.
No, that's fair. I didn't draft Kenyon Drake because I think he's going to be a workhorse kind of guy. I draft Kenyon Drake because I think that he has a lot of upside with the carries he is going to get.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Kamara was last year sharing the backfield with Ingram. Like, Ingram got most of the touches, but when Kamara was in there,
he lit it up.
So I'm thinking sort of that same type of role, except Kenyon Drake is the number one guy, so he's even got more potential. He's just not as good as Kamara, obviously. Yeah. And he doesn't have, Drew Brees throwing to him. But
right. I just don't trust the Dolphins, I guess, in general.
So. There's a chance, though. And I just think he's better than some of the other running backs that come up later. And I really was in a spot I had to draft a running back.
Well, okay, I'll give you that, because I just took a survey of it. There is, in the next, next 16 picks, there's only one running back taken.
Yeah.
So, and I wouldn't, I don't know. I go back and forth if I'd want that other running back, but that would be Royce Freeman. We'll go ahead. We'll keep you in suspense.
Yeah. Royce Freeman.
I don't know. There's a lot of Broncos potential there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It almost feels like it's the same scenario.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
And it's like,
again, you're going with the proven guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so we're about to completely leave running backs for a long time here. I took Doug Baldwin.
So that was your questionable.
That was
from your end. I think he's okay. Like, he's solid, but
I absolutely hate it. Like,
there's not a lot of ceiling. There's a high floor, but it's a low ceiling.
From the moment I pulled the sticker off the sheet and was slowly moving it to the board, I was like, "This is a mistake. This is a mistake. This is a mistake." But Doug Baldwin was still around with the.
This is the 38th pick.
38th pick of the draft. He was going in the third, usually, early third.
Yeah.
And we're in a keeper league, so he should have even gone.
Yeah,
so
this is about the 45th pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. Russell Wilson's number one guy. Bad defense this year. They're going to be throwing a lot. Give him a chance. Let's hope that knee heals. Royce Freeman goes next.
And then this is who I thought you were going to draft.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to get Josh Gordon, because you're a big Josh Gordon fan. I feel like you always pick him up off the waivers because he's about to come off suspension. And
right,
then,
yeah. Well, off the waivers. I don't want to get him in the with my fourth overall pick.
That's fair, but...
Especially when he's not at camp, because he's in, not rehab, but drug therapy.
Yeah.
camp.
He's just, getting it over with before it happens, so...
I guess so. And now... It's going to be a split between Gordon, Landry, who both have been very talented in the past, and potentially Dez Bryant.
We'll see about that. I would be cool with that. That'd be fun.
They got a running back by committee with Carlos Hyde, Chubb, and Duke Johnson Jr., who basically just catches balls. So.
Yep.
And then I don't know. I didn't like going heavy on the Browns.
That's fair.
Then he, the Reverend gets to keep Davante Adams, so.
And now we have our number one overall quarterback, second QB taken, because, our wild card took Jared Goff.
Yeah.
But anyway. So we finally get to the quarterbacks.
The photographer takes Aaron Rodgers over at his fifth round.
Pick. 42nd pick overall, so pretty decent. I think it's okay.
For Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, pretty good,
I was so glad he took Aaron Rodgers. Because do you think it's too early for Aaron Rodgers?
No, I think that was probably. I was going to draft him in my pick. So
the guy's already got three running backs.
Yeah,
two wide receivers.
Yeah, at that point, I think you're good.
Fill in your quarterback if you can get the.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Rodgers. Like with the keepers, since I took a keeper in the first four, I took it in the second round. I don't have that flexibility of already having that extra player lower in the draft to be able to take non-wide receivers and running backs. So,
I was so glad he took Aaron Rodgers, because that meant on my turn I get to take Tom Brady.
Tom freaking Brady.
Tom freaking
41
Brady.
Now, is that how
41
old he is?
Years old, coming off an MVP season.
Yep.
And with Sony Michel hurt, Rex Burkhead hurt, they're not they're not using their running backs.
I mean, have they ever?
Yeah, and even if they use running backs, he throws it to them.
Yeah,
he tosses it to them. That's kind of why, I mean, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are both great quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
But especially when neither of them really has a backfield that's active,
like, yeah.
Or a backfield that they just throw it to.
Yep, and neither of them do.
Beautiful for fantasy.
Yeah, yes. That's why Aaron Rodgers is so coveted. You know, he's going to get 3 touchdowns a game. So, yeah.
So I loved getting Brady, especially sacked on top of Gronk as a Patriots fan.
Yeah, so those are definitely 2 that I thought were the top 2 quarterbacks. And then after that, it gets a little more risky. So at that point, I'm like, all right. I'm not on the quarterback bandwagon anymore.
If you don't get one of those 2, wait until like the 10th round or so to get a quarterback, because Drew Brees is still out there.
It depends. If you can get value, which what I think I did, I got value.
Well, Drew Brees actually went very early in our league.
Yeah,
but
way too early.
I mean, I think... So, Stafford, Kirk Cousins...
Well, not way too. No, they're easy.
Philip Rivers. Like, you could play around with these guys, and you could find the right one.
Yeah, but... So, there's still a couple quarterbacks that go in this round also. Russell Wilson and Cam Newton. But those are like the guys... You're not just banking on their arm. You're banking on their legs a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think there's some value there. I mean, I think those might have picked a little early. But, I mean, it's fine if you wanted a quarterback and you wanted to take them. Because,
yeah.
I mean, really, at this point, you're not... You're just kind of picking players you personally feel are good. The ADP doesn't matter that much. It's so all over the place that you can pick whoever you want.
Yeah.
So if you just want to, you know, your guy, if your guy is there, pick him. Sometimes you just wait a few rounds and you can still get your guy if there's some... So I was looking for value in the draft, where if there was some players that were at the bottom of their tier where they were really good value, I would pick those over the quarterback, yeah. But if there's no, like, super value picks, and you're just, like, looking for a person, you're just throwing a dart at the wall, it's like, yeah, just go ahead and pick your quarterback and pick a good one. Because, I mean, there is drop-off, even if Philip Rivers and Matthew Stafford and Matt Ryan, like, they're still not as good as, like, Cam Newton's and the Russell Wilson's and the...
That's fair. That's
know,
fair.
Deshaun That's Watson's, so...
Yeah, the running guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I know we said we're not going to talk about the vampire too much, but he actually did make a good pick in this round. He picked Juju Smith-Schuster, which is a quality pick.
Yeah, good.
Your next pick was Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of Saints loyalty in there.
Yeah, it felt like that, right?
Yeah.
I thought about him.
I always end up getting Brandon Cooks in about the 5th or 6th round. I think in every year I'm in, not in this league, but in a league, I usually get Brandon Cooks. I like him. He's solid.
So... He's played with Drew Brees and Tom Brady so far.
Yep.
Now he's going to Jared Goff.
Yeah.
But you don't worry about any downgrade?
Nah.
Really?
He's so fast, man. You just throw the ball up there.
Yeah.
And you need a young guy because really, like, when you look in the past, like, his rookie year when he was with Drew Brees could really sling it to him. But in that last couple of years he was with Drew, like, Drew couldn't get the ball out to him as well as he did before. You could kind of tell that arm strength falling off a little bit. I don't want to say Tom Brady's arm strength was falling off, but they definitely didn't feel like they utilized Brandon Cooks as well as he could have been utilized. Like, you know, and I don't know if that was arm strength thing or if that just that they're not a vertical passing team as much. But with Jared Goff, like, he has an arm now, so
the thing that
he's
going to
chuck it to
me,
him.
What worries me the most about Brandon Cooks is that both – the Saints organization and the Patriots organization was willing to trade him away.
Yeah, but look what they got for him.
They got first round
no
picks.
No one
That's
trades
good. That's good, right?
Players for first round picks.
But
so
if you had Randy Moss, you're going to trade him for a first round pick?
I mean, it depends. Well,
Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones. Like, I know he's not at their level,
right?
But still, it's like clearly they were like, this guy is not a franchise wide receiver for us. It's
yeah,
weird
I don't.
Randy
yeah,
Moss that,
I mean he's. He's a vertical threat that has to fit your offense. And then I think when you have Drew Brees and you have Tom Brady and you realize, like, yeah, maybe the vertical, like, this guy can run a straight line, like, in 4-3 or something. So, and maybe that's just not something that we can even do
most
of the time. Like,
I think the Patriots recognize that, like, Chris Hogan can be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. And he runs
Saints.
More of a route tree, whereas Brandon Cooks kind of runs like a vertical slant kind of thing over the middle.
Yeah.
And they're just not burning people. Especially, I think the reason it didn't work as well with the Patriots so much, I mean, even though he did well, but I don't think he did as well as people thought he was going to do there.
Right.
Is I don't think they had a running game as much, so safeties are playing a lot further back on him, so he just doesn't get open as much as he did in New Orleans. I don't know how that happened or what was going on. There was a lot of injuries with some of their receivers too, so he was kind of like the number one, you know, de facto.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's why Chris Hogan did as well as he did is because Brandon Cooks was there.
Distracting, so. And who's? I guess it'll be Eric Decker this year. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Russell Wilson goes next.
Unfortunately, I think he's picking like picks that he needs to pick. Yeah. He's just getting really unlucky and having to pick like that first guy and that next year of people. Yeah. So, because he has two running backs, two receivers, there's no like really good value players at that spot. So, you know, it's like, oh, I'll go with the quarterback right here, and you get the best one, but...
I think I would have preferred who the next pick is, Jarvis Landry, over Wilson.
You think so? I mean, you're going back to the Browns. Jarvis Landry...
I know, but still, there's...
I mean, he's been a really good player in the league, but he's not been a really good fantasy player.
Yeah. The card shark takes Jarvis Landry, who's maybe going to be sharing a field with Josh Gordon. We're not really sure about that.
We've already discussed it, right?
Des Bryant. Cam Newton goes to the Falcoholics.
Remember, this is going to be a down year for Carolina if you've looked at their stats.
Yeah, that's
how it
goes.
Back and forth. So.
Honestly, I think she could afford to do that at this point.
I think that was a good pick.
Yeah. Allen Robinson is auto-drafted to Reno.
I'm not a fan of the Jaguar of receivers. Ex-Jag receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
The Allen Robinson and the Allen Hurns and those guys. They were never on my...
Joe Mixon is kept. So, obviously, a great keeper there. Melvin Gordon and Joe Mixon mixed with Michael Thomas, Marvin Jones, and Golden Tate. She's going to start filling in the rest of her starting lineup with Delanie Walker.
Our tight ends.
Yes, the tight end run, like especially this round. Wow, four tight ends go in this round?
Yep.
But
one was a keeper.
One was a keeper.
I mean,
these are the
drafted there anyway.
The last of like the really good tight ends.
Yep.
Delanie Walker, Greg Olsen, and Evan Engram go one after another.
And this shows you what happened with Greg Olsen. He was definitely that number one tier of tight end.
Right.
He's really fallen off.
He almost retired.
He almost retired. So we'll see how he goes. But I think Evan Engram was very good value compared to Greg Olsen and Delanie Walker. I like Evan Engram more.
Oh, you do? I like Delanie Walker more.
Really? Honestly, I don't know what it is. I have this bias against Tennessee players. Like, I really dislike drafting, like, Tennessee wide receivers, Tennessee running backs, Tennessee quarterbacks, Tennessee defense. I used to like drafting their kicker because in one game he kicked 5 field goals against Texans, and I remember that because that guy beat me because he scored, like, 25 points or something, but...
I didn't know who their kicker is.
I don't know who he is. He's not the same as that guy anymore, but...
I just feel like there's a lot of potential for Delanie Walker this year, and they got a new coach regime in there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Like
it's crazy. They finally make the playoffs and win a playoff game after not making it for a while, and then the coach gets fired.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get fired.
He resigned.
Yeah.
But
that was a nasty situation they had going on.
That was nasty.
Lamar Miller goes next to the Card Shark.
Yeah, so these are a couple of running backs that I feel like that just people forgot about or something. I feel like they're pretty decent.
Yeah, Lamar Miller and Mark Ingram goes to the lawyer.
Yeah, Mark Ingram obviously on the suspension.
Suspension for four games, but he's already got Derrick Henry and Jordan Howard to play around with the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think this is a very good pick.
Very good pick.
Yeah, this is the value pick he's been waiting for. Like,
yes.
He finally got one in there. But
He stole 3 of my picks away from me, but he just took them much earlier than I wanted to, and that was Jordan Howard, Mark Ingram, and then later in the draft it was Chris Hogan.
Yep.
And I was like, what is he doing to me? But he knew that they wouldn't get to him the next round, so he did what he needed to do.
I was 100% ready to draft Mark Ingram on this round.
Oh, so he
wouldn't
have gotten
me. And then I was like,
Yeah, I mean, I love it when players are on suspension where I don't need to start them. I just stash them, and then they come back in fully healthy. I love that.
I mean, not for if you're a fan of that team.
Well, I don't want that, as a fantasy player.
Yes.
You draft Alex Collins.
And this was, I felt like he was the last running back at that tier. which is just another value pick. I mean, I know Marshawn Lynch is still in there, and so maybe it's questionable if Marshawn Lynch is better than Collins.
I like Marshawn Lynch a lot more. Plus, maybe the just like taking a gamble on
it's just
Ronald Jones.
It's just at one of those points where you're just like, man, all these people must know something that I don't know to say Alex Collins is so much better than all these guys. Yeah. So I was like, whatever, I'll just. He's not a guy I trust by any means, but we'll see what happens.
He's done well before. So. It's just that they've got Kenneth Dixon.
And I think
back
he was
helping.
Doing. I think he was doing decent at the end of the year last year.
Oh yeah,
he
doing
had
very
a lot of good games. So
yeah,
we'll
great.
See what happens. So I kind of had two running backs like that, like Kenyon Drake and Alex Collins. Both had that like tail end of the year like success. So it's like, does that transition to this year?
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
Ride the hot hand, right?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of my running backs except for Ty Gurley. He's like two running backs already.
That is
so.
True. I picked up Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. We're going to see if that's still active. I mean, I don't worry about Doug Martin that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyreek Hill is kept, and then Carson Wentz was taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth round, end of the sixth round, Carson Wentz.
So I think he's up there with that Cam Newton and Russell Wilson QB kind of tier.
I don't. No.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
Coming off that injury?
Yeah,
like, I don't think he's going to be running like... Like
yeah, maybe that's
guys.
True, but I think he's good enough for in the first few games. Maybe you don't get as much production out of him as you would expect you should get, but especially later on in the year, if he's healthy, he's going to be killing it. I mean, he was MVP basically last year. Even after he got hurt, he was almost MVP.
No, I think he was amazing last year, for sure. Like, there's no doubting that, but I don't see a repeat season of that. I don't think he's going to be awful, but I feel like that injury is going to come in. A very fun fact for this draft, we're not going to get all the way around to the 14th round, but Nick Foles was drafted.
Yeah, so, well,
seems
like
a mistake.
She was kind of asking who she should draft at this point. We're like, oh, you do need a backup QB. We think, and maybe there was something lost in translation. But, I mean, she picked the Super Bowl MVP, so.
That's true.
Shouldn't be that bad, right?
But, hey, maybe that's a keeper pick for next year. He's the last year of his contract, right?
That's true, yeah. So, hey, maybe she's just really ahead of the game.
Goes to the Broncos next year. Lights up.
Yeah, the poor Broncos. All right, so let's see if we can find some other interesting notes. The Vampire did draft two kickers and...
Two defenses.
I thought it was three for a second. That was interesting. He did get Los Angeles Rams as his second defense.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is
pretty
good.
I feel like it's better than his first defense.
Yeah, definitely. Which
the
is
Bears.
The Bears. The Bears. So, yeah, solid, I guess. I picked up the Saints defense, which is crazy. But sometimes defenses ain't about holding back on yards. It's about getting interceptions and getting touchdowns and... I feel like we're prepped for that this year.
I'm all about just streaming defenses. Like, let me just see who's playing them, who's a terrible offense.
Yep.
I'll pick them up. That being said, the Saints have a week one against the Bucks, I think.
That'll be a good start.
Yeah. Bucks without Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm streaming them also. I just knew that they were going to start week one for me. So,
So I forget who I drafted.
You got the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, I drafted the Falcons in the last round.
The
just,
homer pick.
Just
sorta.
To be goofy. No, just to be goofy. I dropped them right away.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Picked up
we're
CJ
actually
Anderson.
Playing each other in the first week.
I saw that, yeah.
So.
I'm not going to play the Falcons against the Super Bowl.
I mean, right now you're not playing
week.
The kicker or the defense.
Neither,
so.
Yeah. I dropped both now.
And you're still playing Edelman.
Yeah. I plugged him in there as an honorary member of the league. The team. Isaiah Crowell, I kind of like that one. It's,
yeah, I got him in the, what, eighth round?
I get excited round. About him every offseason, and I feel like this will be the one.
We'll see. He was another one of those, like, value picks. I was like, at this point, he's better than the rest of the running backs kind of on the board, and so I just grabbed him. Yeah,
I mean,
round.
Eighth round, you get, like, a starting running back for a team. That's not
bad. Yeah, so. The
Jordan
round.
Reed... In what is that? The 11th. I like that. I mean, you got Delanie Walker already, but if Jordan Reed's on the field and healthy, it's pretty nice.
It's not bad.
Chris Thompson fill in for Darius Geis in the 12th or 13th round.
Yep.
13th round. Darius Geis in the 16th. Keeper potential.
Yeah, he's
That's all he is.
Not going to need playing.
I like the Robbie Anderson pick by the Card Shark.
Then Jimmy Garoppolo. The hype is not real. He was taken in the, 13th round?
Yeah.
So,
overall, a solid draft, though.
Yeah, pretty good.
That is it for us for the 2018 kickoff.
Yeah, their fantasy draft. We'll try to fit in more fantasy talk as we go along.
Yeah,
so
I think that's what we're going to concentrate on this year. Right?
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. That should be fun.
Yeah.
We get to talk a lot more smack, you know, being a champion in fantasy football.
Yes.
So.
We're back-to-back champions, actually.
Yeah, so yeah, you won and then I won. And
so it's now my turn.
I think it's Jessica's turn.
I think it is. So, you got some exciting news.
I do. I just got recently engaged.
Woo, congratulations.
So we'll see when the wedding is. It may be a little while, but we're working it out.
Yeah.
So that's fun. You have some exciting news coming up.
Yeah, I got a little baby on the way about 2 weeks out.
So that should be a lot of fun. We'll try to keep the episodes coming in.
Maybe. Yeah, it might be a little rough in the beginning,
yeah,
but
we'll see
what
how it goes.
Do. We might try the remote one again.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. That's never great.
Yeah. We'll see if we can...
We'll get some kind of technology expert. We'll get the photographer in here. He'll know how to do it.
Yeah.
And whenever you guys get back from your camping trip, that's what we'll find out.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
I had to send him a reply about that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Definitely Something About Football.
Until next time, I'm Rob.
And I'm Jay Hump.
We'll see you then.